Here in the Kharkiv region, Ukrainian firefighters try to respond to huge fires. One of them tries to comfort a survivor. Several children are among those injured. The situation is even worse in the Odessa area, where at least one person was killed and several others were injured. The Russian strikes came a day after Ukraine launched one of its largest drone attacks on Moscow since the war began, hitting a key oil refinery and other targets around the Russian capital. Russian officials said those attacks left at least one person dead and numerous others injured. The Ukrainian operation also disrupted air traffic around Moscow and formed part of Kiev's expanding campaign against Russia's energy infrastructure. Russian authorities said hundreds of drones targeted sites across the country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Kiev hopes increasing pressure on Russia will eventually force Moscow to negotiate an end to Europe's largest land war since World War II. Despite continuing clashes, Zelensky said Friday he believes the conflict could end before winter if Ukraine receives additional Western military support. However, he acknowledged that Ukraine would need another major military package, including at least 300 rockets. Separately in Brussels, European Union leaders reaffirmed their support for Ukraine. Hungary's recently elected Prime Minister Peter Magyar joined a joint statement backing Kiev, marking a significant shift from the more Russia-friendly approach associated with his predecessor, Viktor Orban. The statement accused Russia of intensifying missile and drone attacks against Ukrainian cities and energy infrastructure after failing to achieve key military objectives. European leaders urged Moscow to agree to what they called a full, unconditional and immediate ceasefire and to engage in meaningful negotiations toward a just and lasting peace. The 27-member bloc also pledged to maintain pressure on Russia and continue efforts to weaken what it described as Russia's war economy. Yet Moscow also has potential leverage. On Friday, a citizen of EU member state Romania, identified as David Adrian Kercho, was sentenced to 15 years in a Russian maximum security penal colony after being convicted of spying for Ukraine. Russia's FSB security service said Kercho helped Ukrainian intelligence identify sensitive air defense positions near the southern Russian city of Sochi in 2024. The FSB also released video of his arrest in what appeared to be a public park. Soon afterward, French authorities announced the detention and charging of a Belarus-born man suspected of spying for Russia on a French drone manufacturer supplying both French and Ukrainian armed forces. With fighting continuing and espionage allegations mounting on both sides, it remains unclear whether new peace talks can gain momentum anytime soon in a war now entering its fifth year since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.